Good morning, all. So my origin song story is about Is Your All on the Altar. And it was a song that I sang as I was growing up in the Church of Christ. So growing up, our home was a place filled with singing a cappella or without musical instruments was the way it was done with the Church of Christ. We sang at the breakfast table before food was served because, of course, you know you can't sing and have food. We sang in the backyard. We sang in the car as we were driving around the city. We did everything together and singing because the faith that I was grew up in was a faith that said that we were the only church and we were the only ones going to heaven. And so we did it fervently. It was a practice that was all or nothing. You were all the way in or you were not in at all. And I think the reason that singing was so important was because it was the only musical form of worship in that church. And there were no musical instruments allowed. Praise happened with the voice. And so I sing my praise and I sing my sorrow. I sing hymns expressing faith and devotion, my love for God and my love for my community. When in crisis, I sing until I feel calm or find the resolution. And I often, as a result, have tears when I go to my musical throne. But the hymn that has a strong pull of remembrance for me is that one, Is Your All on the Altar. I was a little girl in a very small cottage-like church in Texas, whereas if you were one in the number, you would be taken care of and looked out for as long as you were there, whether my parents were there or not. I would be sitting next to another member and know that I was just fine. I was surrounded by love. And it also taught me to be available to God, and it causes me to remember that community and the very strong love. A very particular incident occurred. It comes to mind when we went to camp meeting. I don't know if you all are familiar with camp meeting. So it was out on the outskirts of town, and we were under a tent. People would come out of their homes in the neighboring community to hear the message of the good news and the vocal singing because of our harmony only with the voice. So on the way back from that church, we were on a bus. It was pitch black on both sides and no streetlights out there in the country. And one of the older ladies, well, we would be on the way back home on the bus, spent and satisfied. One of the older ladies would break into song, interrupting the silence of contemplation. And we would listen reverently or join in if we knew the words. And so there we were riding back, listening to the a cappella offering of meditation. And I didn't know those words on a page. I never knew a score. But I learned that song because of many times that I heard it sung. And so it was important to me. It was a song, however, that... So the memory was a good one. But it was preceded by a discussion of any rightness of a woman to be a pastor or a minister. At that church, you were not allowed to do that. A woman would have been usurping authority over a man. Or... the memory preceded any discussion of whether or not anyone was worthy or acceptable to God. This was also before I learned that the demands of that denomination were very onerous and could cause you to feel so overwhelmed in trying to live up to its expectations of all or nothing that you needed to merit salvation. But even though that denomination is no longer part of me, that love that was there is still something that I can feel and remember when I think about this song. And I don't think the words are wrong. It's not a bloody song, as you say. So today, I sing All on the Altar to my baby, Maybellie, my grandbaby, as we have grandmother-granddaughter overnights. And I have since gained the knowledge that God's love is unconditional, that there are no barriers or qualifiers to one's worthiness. And this truth of being God's love, beloved, is liberating. But when I sing that song as a lullaby to my grandbaby while rocking her in my arms, she may look up into my eyes while I sing and help me sing the refrain. So So this is a this warms my heart as it is a time of devotion when my family is continuing the tradition of God's love and purpose. I hope you'll sing that with me.